run romantic to another. Bjorn Baker, good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Mano, you're very, very romantic, Blake, just like you, mate.
Here we go. I'll tell you what was romantic, watching you celebrate Arapahoe's victory on the weekend. Congratulations, mate. Group one there in the Tancred. How's he come through it?
Yeah, he's come through it great. Yeah, and a bit of a relief, actually. You throw enough darts, one will hit the bullseye, eh, finally. It was well overdue, so... he's come through great. He's actually, I'm up in the tower every day with a couple of Frenchmen, and I give him a fair bit of stick as much as I can, but he's actually the toughest Frenchman I've ever met. He doesn't change much, he's sort of a lighter athletic type, but he looks exactly the same no matter what he does.
Off to the Sydney Cup, Bjorn?
Yeah, we'll go there. Saturday week, Loz, so looking forward to it, and he's pretty well set up now. He ran a really good 11th in the Melbourne Cup last year. It's actually one of the highlights of my spring because my old man, he's just recently retired and he never won the Melbourne Cup. He had a second, and all the years he had runners in the Melbourne Cup, they only paid down to 10th. So he said after the race, he said, hard luck, son. You didn't get any prize money, eh? I said, no, they've changed it. They pay back to 12th now, 150,000. So... I love telling him that, but he's going to be probably better at the 2 miles for the second crack, and he gets in with a really good weight now, especially after winning the Tancred on Saturday.
Was he dropped around 7 kilos or something? Did I read
six
that?
Kilos. Yep, six, yeah. 6 kilos.
Wow.
And if only I could drop 6 kilos, I'd be in much better shape.
Our T-Bus drops 6 kilos in a week.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what he will when you're not an owner with him. Just you'll be able to, all the stress will be gone. Life will be easy.
Was Sam out your previous Group 1 winner? I was just trying to think last night. Was it when the won the Winx Stakes?
That's right, from Winks, Winks, Winks to Sam out. And he's, funnily enough, he won the Canberra Cup just like Arapahoe did. So it's been a great race for me, the Canberra Cup, but as much as anything, a great setup.
Ita, your mare, ran third on Saturday, and I see you've got it nom for, well, the Muswellbrook Cup this Friday, or potentially the Queen of the Turf. What are you thinking with her?
She'll definitely go to the Muswellbrook Cup. The noms are very, it's going to be a strong race, and it's a big dance qualifier, of course, so $2 million race now on Melbourne Cup Day. So a lot of these country cups are probably a lot stronger than they used to be. But she's going really well. I was confident with her on Saturday. And probably I was hoping the rain would come with her. I think it definitely would have helped her. And just the way the race worked out didn't quite work in her favour.
What about with the TJ Smith this weekend? Shades of Rhodes, mate.
Yeah, we've got two-pronged attack, Shades of Rose and Overpass. It's going to be a really, really, really strong race with plenty of depth. So it's hard to go unconfident, but I think she'll be a lot better for that first-up run. She didn't have a lot of luck. She drew awkwardly that day. And a race like this on Saturday, a lot of it will come back down to probably being in the right place and just having a good gate. But Overpass 2, he always runs his best races fresh up. Of course, last time in the spring, fresh up, he came a good second to Nature Strip. And prior to that, this time last year, late summer, early autumn, he actually bet Animo in the Expressway Stakes. So he's definitely at his best fresh up.
Bjorn, you had a nice 2-year-old debut up at Eagle Farm with Bobby Shiraz. Will you be bringing him back down to Sydney anytime soon, mate?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Josh. He's back and he's in good order. He actually did a really good job because I thought it was sort of all against him, 1,400 first up. And I've got some good clients in him. Actually, I owed my father's a part owner of him. I owed him a little bit of money, so I couldn't sell all of this horse. So I just sent him the invoice. He said, what's this? He wasn't too happy at the time, but he's happy now. So... he's a sort of horse, though, going forward. I think he's going to be a big chance for maybe some of the classic races next year, but a Savabeel, look at hopefully the Derby and so forth. But we'll just have a bit of a think where we go to with him.
He had a nice trial winner yesterday. And Line of Law, we've got a text on here as well. What's Bjorn doing with his 2-year-old Line of Law?
Yeah, she's a nice filly. She came third in a really good race at Newcastle, and she trialled very well yesterday. So might go to a short course race, but more likely back to the trials. And she could be a good filly for... There's a good race for her at the Scone Carnival, a listed two-year-old race. So maybe she can give us a bit of fun up there.
Any other... Well, you got Warwick Farm tomorrow. You got a few in there just in the next few days. Is there anything we should be taking particular notice of?
Oh, I think Miss Madison will run a good race on Wednesday, and I quite like a horse called Thunderlips, whether he runs on Friday or Saturday, possibly at Muswellbrook even. And Renaissance Woman trialled really well yesterday, so she'll probably run on the 15th of April in the Car Stakes. I think she should be very hard to beat.
Very good, and a big day Saturday for you. Just looking overpass. Gee, beat Enemo once in an expressway. There you go. It's not a bad notch on the belt to have.
It was very good. That Monday up in the tower with Team Godolphin, it was good.
No doubt. Bjorn, always great to chat, particularly at this time of year. Well, Lozzie,
yeah, don't lose my number again, guys.
Well, Loz, go on. What did you want to say?
I was just asking, where did you get the name Thunderlips from? That was all. Was it named after anyone or...?
No comment. I would stay out of that one. I have no idea. I have no share in that horse.
You're the best. Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, I love it. See you, team. See you, mate.